Spy Dog Teacher's Pet by Andrew Cope, read by India Fisher. Chapter 1, Daylight Robbery. The afternoon air was heavy and still. The sun burnt down relentlessly, and high above the drowsy village, a plane's white vapor trail crept silently across the sky. There was nothing and no one about. No one saw the car stop outside the house, or the two men looking quickly from side to side and pulling up their hoods. No one heard the smash of glass as the back window was struck with a single hammer blow. And no one witnessed the leather-gloved hand reach in and turn the catch. Inside the house, the thieves moved quickly through the rooms, turning over cushions, opening cupboards, pulling out drawers. They looked in the fridge and the washing machine, they threw books out of bookcases and tipped clothes out of the laundry basket. They even got a stepladder and went up in the loft. They ignored the flat-screen television and the laptop. They paid no attention to the camera or the electric guitar. They certainly weren't interested in the exercise books piled up on the table waiting to be marked. They just scattered them over the floor as they hurried past. The men took pictures off the walls and hurled them on the floor. They sliced open the sofa and armchair. They ripped up the carpet and prized open a loose floorboard, revealing the wires and pipes underneath. Then, as the clock on the microwave flashed to 15:15, they pushed down their hoods, opened the front door, pocketed their gloves, and were gone. No one saw or heard a thing, but when Mr. Thompson came home from school that afternoon, he certainly got a nasty surprise. Chapter 2. The Email. A mile or so away across the village, a black and white dog...